Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
If you don't pay me back, you one of those.
You got to sign a lawyer a contract. You have to sign a contract anyway.
I ain't signing no contracts.
If you want to borrow some money,
you get no money. Shit.
You
like you the bank. You get the Wells Fargo up in this motherfucker. I ain't got to sign no contracts.
Whatever. What do I got to do?
A handshake.
Well,
a handshake is
money.
Good enough.
Well, not good enough for me.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, man. Black folks. I can't borrow no money. Well, what's happening, people? What's going down? What's good?
I'm pissed.
Did it say what it do?
Hey, man, I've been listening to Young Dro all day. FDB.
Who that bitch?
Man, motherfucker, I get a letter talking about he got to go back to court for more child support. Yeah, okay.
More child support. Damn. So in other
man.
Words, she called you and was like,
"You owe me some money, motherfucker."
Yes, you do.
Man, I don't know that motherfucker shit. I don't know nobody nothing. I don't know that nigga nothing. I mean that shit.
I mean, hey, the judge say you gotta pay. You gotta pay.
Man, I'm paying just because a motherfucker want more. Shit, you can't get blood from a turnip. I'm going to tell you what, dog. I come out that courtroom. I don't know if y'all seen that little Vine, them little Vine videos when motherfucker doing that dance. I'm coming out that dance singing, fuck that bitch. I'm telling you, I'm going to be singing that shit, dancing straight up out that motherfucker. Man, I'm going to post, I'm gonna post that shit and everything. So if y'all see me, don't think I'm crazy. Not thinking like this woman Taz and lost his damn mind.
Disclaimer.
How much she trying to hit you up for? Like $100 more a month, $200 more a month?
It didn't say. It didn't even say.
Mm. Well, you just gonna base that shit off of what you make, man.
Yeah.
You make more now
that.
When you first started?
Nope.
You make less than what you made when you first started paying child support?
Well, damn, man, I don't want all my finances out there, but I ain't worried.
I'm saying you ain't got to give me a number. I'm saying, like, if you was making $8 an hour when you first started and you're making $10 an hour now, they're going to raise that
shit. I know
they're going to
go up. I know. But I'm good. As I said, I'm going to go out there. I'm coming out like, fuck that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you ain't got much wrong anyway. You almost done. With her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at you, man. I'm just glad I ain't got to go through that shit no more. Woo! I'm glad me and my 2 inches only had one.
Nobody yeah. But anyway, what's good, people? I mean, let's so you ran off in such a hurry last week.
Ain't
yeah, that motherfucker on your trail. You heard them keys rattling? Like, oh, good show, y'all. I gotta go.
I caught a little hell tonight, but I'm here.
Is he there though?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you be on for a little while. Short time. You better, hey, just let her go first, man. Get her shit out the way.
That's what I say. Go and get your shit out. You got something you want to talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about
you
your
know
shit
you
first.
Have...
We know you, yeah, we know you got to leave in a few.
Yeah, I'm funny. You know that. I'm here. I'm here. I'm listening. What y'all got for me tonight?
Oh, we trying to
we got
trying to
mm-hmm.
I'm better. I'm gonna tell you that now. I'm in a better mood. I'm pissed. Fuck the world.
Oh, I'm like, you need to get something off your chest. I'm good. You need to get something off your chest.
Man, I'm trying to be nice. That's all. I'm trying to be nice. I'm just, you know, I'm just being nice. That's all. Very, very nice.
Okay.
Well, I'm doing the Sin City, man. What's going on? Get it out there. I said Sin City. What's going on? Get it out there.
I just told you, motherfucker, she's trying to take me for child born child support.
Oh, I thought you was talking about something else.
Shit, do I need something else to be mad about?
Man, you know the rules of the game, man. And Wick would say, you know the rules. You knew the job was hard when you took it.
Man, I ain't know this shit was going to come with all types of stipulations. This shit worse than the motherfucking shit. Man, feel like a rapper getting signed to a fucked up contract deal. This shit is horrible.
It happens, man. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, dog. I can just cross my fingers and pray for you, bro. They don't raise it up on you.
They raise it up. Y'all better pray for her. I ain't paying no more extras. I ain't bullshit.
Well,
Zane, what's going on? What's going on?
Both of the ladies. Well, let me ask this question. Both of the ladies got kids. So let me ask y'all. What reason do you take a man to court for more child support? What's a good reason for that?
To get under his damn skin. And that's not a good reason, but, I mean, shit, I don't have a good reason. It would just be to irritate him. Especially if I knew that there was really no point. It would only be to irritate him.
Wow, women actually do that shit, huh? That's fucked up.
I can't think of a good reason. I mean, shit.
Well, what about you, Janae? What's a good reason to take a man to court for more money, for more support?
I guess depending on if he's making a substantial amount more, that's a difference.
So if he's making more, you think you should get more?
I'm talking about a substantial amount. Like if at first you were only making $8 an hour when we first, you know, went to child support court, now it's 10 years later, and you're making $30 an hour, you know, I feel that's fair to go back to court or whatever. Well, hell, if you just want to give me more, that's, you know what I mean? That's fine, too. But I ain't never, well, those stuff like that. I went to court my one time, and that's it. I ain't been back to court since.
Right, me too. Same here.
And he was looking at the Boys and Girls Club. He was looking at the Boys and Girls Club working minimum wage. So, and he didn't even want to pay that. It was like, what, $60 a month?
Gee, that kills me. I can't stand when my friends complain about paying $30, $40 a month. And I was paying almost $300 a month.
And
fuck
you
that.
Pay that. I ain't took you back to court or nothing. I mean, what am I going to go back to court for? To fight for some shit like that? You know, I ain't got time for that. That's wasting my time. I got to leave work. I don't have time for that.
Now, let me ask you something. You said something earlier. You said that if he was making a substantial amount, like if he went from $8 to $30 an hour.
Yeah.
But my question is, okay, if you were surviving off the $8, why you want more now? You was making it when I was just paying, you know what I'm saying, with the $8 an hour, you was making it?
I was making it because I was making it with my own money.
Right, so what's the difference?
There is a big difference. Then I feel like if you're making more, then you should be able to help out a little more. Evidently, that little $8 or whatever I'm getting is not going to be enough to take care of the child. There's always sacrifice. There's always sacrifices being made.
I don't see that. So
I mean,
if you was making
that
up, I'm paying. Huh?
I said I don't care. I walk out that courtroom.
If I'm only getting $60 a month, but her clothes, I'm spending $300 a month, and then she got stuff going on with school, who do you think is paying for that? Me. I'm not saying I should not pay for some of my child's stuff, but if you're making more, why would you want to help out more if you know her stuff is more than what I'm getting? Or
okay.
Him, whoever. That's all I'm saying.
Let me ask you this. If I was paying you $60 a month, but I was still helping you, you know what I'm saying, buy the little extra stuff that she needs.
Well, then that's different.
Well,
we don't have to go to court.
Let me finish. Let me finish, though. Now, we started off, I was making $8 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was still helping you out on the side. And then you found out I got a better job. I'm now making $25 an hour. I'm still helping you out on the side, but I'm not helping you out as much as I used to. Let's say I got another woman who got some kids, too. I mean, I'm trying to help out at home a little bit more than I normally would, which means I ain't helping you as much. I'm still helping you, but not as much as I used to. You take me to court again?
You getting to court.
You answered your own question. You answered your own question. I don't even know why you asked that question.
But if I'm still helping you out, you know, I ain't helping you out as much, but I'm still helping you.
So
I'm
my
still helping you raise our child.
So my child's supposed to suffer because you then got into a new relationship with you and her kids. So now you got to take care of her kids.
You know what?
And
hold on.
Telling me.
Before y'all even go any farther with this, I'll change the subject. I don't even want to hear this because it's like. I'm hearing. All right, Tom, I hear what you're saying, but come on, man. You really can't sit there and expect a woman not to say, well, you giving me the same thing and you just stop because, I got a family at home.
No, I didn't stop completely. I'm just not able to give you the money that I used to give you.
Now see, now you know what? And a guy has something similar. He was telling me this. Now, my thing is this, and I told him if he do it, he's a fool. But he was telling me that he got into a new relationship. He got married, but he got previous kids by previous women. Well, his wife told him that, well, our house come first, your kids come second.
What?
Now, he told me this, and I told him, you a damn fool. And, I mean, everything that you've been doing for them kids, you continue to do.
Exactly.
No, I mean, don't sit there because you know what I'm saying. I mean, that's just something you just going to have to incorporate with your bills, too. You can't sit there and say.
I'd rather you tell me, your job, you getting a lower pay. You got a lower paying job now. Don't sit here and tell me. You got to pay me less because you got a family now. You got to take care of your family and her kids and stuff like that. Tell me something different. Don't sit up here and tell me no mess like that. Basically, you telling me my fucking child got to suffer like fuck her or fuck him. That's how it sounds to us, to women, when you say something like that. I mean, we'll be more understanding. I mean, I know I would. If you're not making the same amount as you was, I'm not about to keep taking you back to child support, doing all that. I'm not even going to ask you for the extra stuff. If I know you don't have it, that don't even make sense.
Yeah, but now for you to just cut the shit out on your own, well, look here, I got with her, and we trying to do this and we trying to do that, so I can't give you as much as I was giving you.
Exactly.
Then, yeah.
You're
wrong
for that.
Now, don't get me wrong. Bills come up. Situations come up, cars, bills, all type of shit come up. Well, you just like, well, all right, this time I can't get it to you. I can't get it to you today because, hey, my car went dead, you know, my brakes went out. I had to pay to get my brakes fixed, some shit like that. But just to say, Well, no, I'm trying to make this work with her, so no, I can't give you what I used to give you. No, come on, man. You cheating your kids when you do that.
Well, I mean, it's like Liggas still was said earlier. That's just, I mean, you know. I mean, I told you the
okay,
truth.
I mean, I look at it. Okay, and right. And see, me, like, I look at it. Okay, my situation, when he first started paying child support, it was $400 a month. And then it went down a whole lot. And, you know what I'm saying, to where, okay, I adjusted. And but now, okay, he's married, and, you know what I'm saying, they got a household or whatever, and he still does for his daughter. I don't see, like, if he, you know, whatever his situation is, I'm not trying to take nothing away from their household either. So it's like, okay, well, we all got something to sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Whereas, okay, you might not be able to go out like you used to, or you might not be able to, you know what I'm saying, buy extravagant things like you used to. But, okay, that's one thing. But to say, okay, well, I'm trying to make this relationship work with her, and so now I can't support my child the same way. No, that just means we, you know what I'm saying, we both got to come up off of some of that extra shit that we're doing. And that's how I look at it, you know. I mean, home comes first for everybody. For everybody, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to take nothing away from your home just because we've moved on with our lives as adults. We still got, both of us still are responsible for being this child's parent. You know what I mean? So if it means
that,
but
most women don't think like that. Most women are vindictive. If I ain't with you, fuck it, I'm going to make your life miserable.
A lot of women feel like that. I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way at all. I mean, as a parent, I mean, it's like shit, like you said, you know the job was hard when you went in, you know what I'm saying? Well, that's what being a parent is. It means sacrifice. It means that if that child needs this or that or whatever, you know what I'm saying, well, that means that I can't go out this weekend, or I can't get that pair of shoes that I wanted, or, you know what I'm saying, or you can't up the minutes on your cell phone this month, you know what I'm saying? You got to wait to do that until next month. We both got to sacrifice. But wherever it comes from, our child is taken care of.
Well, listen, all I'm saying is when it came to my daughter's mother, she made my life hell. You know what I mean? Because she wanted something that I didn't. So she turned that around. She flipped it around and turned that shit against me. And I just, you know what I'm saying? I think women that think like that, they just be on some bullshit.
I mean, you
know
said
just
she
because
wanted,
we ain't
going to
be together.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You said she wanted something that you didn't. I mean, was it something pertaining to the child or just relationship?
No. She wanted a relationship. I didn't. I tried that shit. We tried, like, I mean, we talked about this last week. We tried over and over, 4 or 5 different times. We break up, we get back together. We break up, we get back together. And finally, I just said, we ain't compatible. It's just not going to work. So, you know, I'm going to do my thing. You do your thing. You know what I mean? And she took that shit out on me, man. She made my life hell when it came to my daughter. She made it hell. You know, I didn't know my rights and none of that bullshit. So, you know, I'm thinking I gave her all this power. You know, like if I don't do what she asked me to do, she ain't going to let me see my kid. You know, I gave her all that power. And finally, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done. I ain't going through this shit no more. Always going to court. Bullshit, man. And I think any woman that think like that, that hold that child hostage, fuck you. That's just how I feel.
Now, that part I agree with. Mm-hmm. I agree with that part. Don't use the child as a hostage. Yes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, like, okay.
Well, my daughter's mother did. I don't know about everybody else's. I'm just speaking.
By all means, you're not. Hey, dog. Now that part, I can agree with you on. Motherfucker will do that. Motherfucker will sit there. Oh, I can't get this. You ain't gonna do this. You ain't gonna do that. You won't see your kid. I've been through it. You know, I've been through it. But I've got to the point where I'm like you now. Fuck it. I mean, you know, it's like you only can take, it's only so much you can take.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Everybody has a breaking point. Everybody got a breaking point.
And see, like, in a lot of cases, it's like a lot of shit, like, I might not be able to take that you can. And in that case, it's a lot of things that, you know, you probably you could tolerate. That I mean, it's like, I might be like, well, man, damn, why are you letting her do this? You know what I'm saying? You might say some shit to me like, why you let her do that? You know, so it's only up to you.
Right, right, exactly. You know how much you can take and how much you can't. Don't nobody else know. Because people on the outside be looking like, why the fuck you going through this shit, man? Do this and do that. Sometimes it ain't that easy to just do this and do that. You know what I mean? Especially when you don't know the fucking law. You fucked. Because once a woman know that they got that power, they use that shit, boy. They use it to the fullest extent of the law. Put you through all kinds of fucking hell. You know what I mean? And then you get to the point where, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done. If you don't want me in her life, then fuck it, I won't be in her life.
Yeah, I feel you. But hey, I got a question for you, man. I'm still a little bit off of this. And I'm throwing this strictly to you, dog. I heard today a couple. They broke up. I mean, it was a big mess at work, man. They broke up, you know. He packed his shit in the fuck way. And she would get the fuck on the whole 9 yards. So one of the guys that I work with is cool with the guy. We asked him, you know, what in our damn dog, what happened? He said that he was trying to go through her phone and she wouldn't let him. So he's like, you know, he was like, damn, what? Somebody called it? And he was like, no, nobody called it. I just was finna go through her phone. And,
okay.
You know, it's like, well, do she go through your phone? And he was like, no. So they actually broke up behind this. Now, what advice would you have gave him? I'm just curious to know.
I'd be like, hey, dog, you need me to help you get that bag? You got all your shit? You know? Where you want me to drop you off at? I'm with you 100%. So, fuck that. She got something to hide. Everybody on the show know how I feel about the phone thing.
Now, wait a minute. Hold up. Here's the thing. Now, here's the kicker to it. They and you know, they was asking him, what you think she's fucking around? Is that another? He like, no. I don't think she's fucking around. I just want to go through her phone. And she stuck her head out the window, and they got the yapping back and forth. So the police came. Well, you know, what happened? Police asked the same question. Well, what, you think she's cheating on you or something? Nah. So the police asked, well, what the fuck you going through her phone for? I just feel I can. So the police looked at him like, you an idiot. They told him get the shit and get the fuck on.
I would help you. Let's go, man. Fuck that shit, dog. She hiding something, man. Let's go.
They just don't believe in privacy at all. Like a person can have no privacy.
It's not privacy. It has nothing to do with privacy.
It has everything to do with privacy.
No. If you got a problem with me going through your phone, you're hiding something from me.
Okay, so I can go on your wallet.
If you didn't have a problem, you wouldn't mind me going through your phone.
Okay, so I can go on your wallet, and I can take your car, and I can go to the mall, and I can charge up $200-$300 worth of shit, put your car back like nothing ever happened. I can do that.
That's different.
No, that's not different. No, it's not.
That's totally different.
No, it's and not. Your money just like your phone is your phone.
If we was in a relationship and you took my card and you had to go use it for something, I don't have a problem with that. As long as the money's on there, I ain't got a problem with that. We're together. We won.
But I didn't ask you, could I take your card? I just went in your wallet, and I took your shit, and I went and spent your money, and I came back like nothing ever happened. And I didn't get you shit. I just went and got me, everything.
Well, I mean, if you didn't bring me shit back, we're going to break up off that shit anyway. That's a breakup, too. I mean, you're going to spend my money, at least buy me something. Buy me a pack of cigarettes or 40 or something.
That's the same thing as you want
to my phone. So let me ask you, man. What about, I mean, let's say hypothetically speaking, your girl one day just say, well, Tama, I feel like, that, you know, we need our own little private space. You know, like my phone is my phone, your phone is your phone. I mean, do you break up with her?
I'm immediately suspicious. I may not break up, but I'm suspicious. I'm looking. I'm really paying attention.
So what if you don't find nothing?
Right.
Hey, I don't find nothing, but I'm still going to be looking. Just because I don't find nothing, that don't mean she ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you just come to me, we've been together 3 years, and you just come to me at the clear blue sky and say, hey, I think we should have our own little private thing. My phone is my phone, your phone is your phone. After three years...
Well, you ain't never brought that shit up before? What if I said
something
that when we first started dating? I'm like, look, I like you. I'm feeling you a whole lot. You know what I mean? But, you know, you can have a key to my crib. And you know what I'm saying? Whatever is whatever. But don't go through my phone and I won't go through yours. It's like, don't go through my purse and I won't go through your wallet. What if I lay that on the table as soon as we start dating? Or as soon as we get serious, rather?
If you gave me the key to your crib, you shouldn't have a problem with me going through your phone.
But ain't that enough? I gave you the key to my house, which means that I'm obviously not expecting no male company or no male visitors, no odd, strange shit. You're not going to find no pictures laying around or no love letters or no other niggas' draws or no shit like that. You have enough of my world at your disposal. Why do you need to go through my phone too?
Because I got everything. Why can't I go through your phone, too? I got the
keys
to the crib.
Because I need something for myself.
Then why'd you give me the keys?
Well, dear, give me the key back. Exactly. And you know what? I don't think this is going to work. I'm taking you off my buddy list and everything.
But, I mean, and that goes with the relationship you in. I mean, as a woman or as a man, we know the type of people we with. But if you with somebody who feels like they can go through your phone, then my thing is, if that's the person you just happen to be with, then you have to respect that.
Okay.
If that's the person you say you love and that's the person you decide to be with and you know that's how that person is, if he goes through your phone, he goes through your phone.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, if I go through your phone, then I don't got no problem with you going through my phone. Go for it.
Something that I desire. Like, I don't care. Whatever. Like, I feel like that's your business. If you know what I'm saying, that's your business. Whatever you do in your phone, if you like to take pictures of your private or you like to do whatever in your phone, that's your business. What if I don't even desire that? You still feel like I don't deserve that space for myself?
Well, I'll just tell you like this. I went through that situation. I went through the phone. I saw some shit that I didn't want to see, but I'm glad I did. Or I would have never knew.
Okay,
so from that point on, if you got a... Huh?
Was your relationship in trouble when you found those things out, or were y'all a happy couple and you just happened to find some stuff out because you went looking for it?
As far as I know, we was happy.
All right, so then you went looking for trouble and you found it. Because if there was nothing wrong, why did you feel
but you're missing the point.
To go looking for trouble?
You're missing the point. You're missing the point. If I didn't do that, then that same bullshit would have carried on for who knows how much longer without me knowing what's going on.
Because
so
the
trouble
was
like
happy, so what was the difference?
Because I'm looking like the fool. I'm the one thinking, everything is happy
stupid.
And whole so dumb. And you fucking around. You cheating like a motherfucker. And been doing it for a while. But I'm a stupid one because I'm thinking everything was okay. I'm thinking we happy.
Everybody feels that way when that happens. So we cannot sit here and say just because we don't know when we happy don't mean it don't matter. It still matters.
True. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. But what I'm saying is when you go looking for trouble, you find it. Otherwise, why not just let sleeping dogs lie? Why go fuck with the sleeping dogs?
But then you go, so what you're telling me is this. This is what I'm hearing. And I'm going to speak from my own experience. So if I didn't go through the phone that particular day, that particular night, if I didn't go through the phone, hey, we might still be married today. You know what I'm saying? We might still be married today, and I'm happy. I'm still thinking we're happy. And here it is. You've been cheating on me for the last 5 years.
Okay, but I didn't bring that shit to you. And when I came home, I still did everything.
But you still cheating on me. You still cheating on me. And then you know that I'm not going to check your phone.
I wasn't. Okay, but you found out that I wasn't. Like, for 5 years, you've been suspecting that I have. And then you still find out that I wasn't.
Then, hey, you wasn't. I was suspicious for nothing. I'll apologize to you. But if I go through your phone and I find something, I want to find something. I want to know if you're being faithful to me. I want to know what you're doing. That's why I'm going through your phone. Because if you're not being faithful to me, why in the fuck am I with you? Apparently, I'm not making you happy. You know what I'm saying? If you got to step out, I'm not making you happy at all.
Well, no,
because if I was making you happy,
like,
you wouldn't have to step out.
No, that's not necessarily the case. A lot of people feel like, you know what I'm saying, as long as you're taking care of home, what you do in the streets is your business. As long as what happened in the streets, don't come visit my home. And that's how they feel. A lot of people feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Like
I don't know nobody that feels like that.
If we have a true relationship under our roof.
I think that's just women.
That must be a woman thing. Because I told y'all about my little first love, and you know what I'm saying? This is second marriage and whatever, and he's married to a lady who said that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you do in the streets is your damn business. Just don't let the streets come visit my home. That means I'm not going to go to your phone. I'm not going to come following you and lurking around. As long as you come home at night, you taking care of your family, ain't nothing sliding and slipping around here. We spend our time together. When I go to sleep, if you want to go do what you do or whatever, whatever, that's how she feels about it. As long as, you know what I'm saying, home is taken care of. And that's how she feels.
Well, I mean, like Janine said, that's a woman thing. I don't know nobody that feels like that.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Selena, what's happening?
Hey.
What's up, baby?
Going down.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
What y'all talking about tonight?
Well, it's not.
Crazy shit.
Child support and phones.
Privacy. Selena, let me ask you a question. We've been together 3 years. We're a couple. We've been together 3 years. Would you have a problem with me going through your phone?
Yeah.
After 3 years?
After 30 years.
Right.
Wow.
My thing is, why would you want to go through my phone if we're supposed to trust and love each other? But on the other hand, I can't blame nobody for going through the other person's phone because it's as far as cheating and shit, because people be talking about babies and stuff. I'm more as worried about bringing a disease and shit home. I don't care how many bills you're paying and shit. So I can see it both ways. Because I don't care about some bills, and I'm not the one to be talking about some loans. If he come home to me, that shit don't stop with me because he can bring some other shit home with you that you can't get rid of, that bills and shit ain't going to pay. So, Let me ask this.
I mean, all right, the phone thing, I mean, regardless of the privacy thing, my thing is, if a motherfucker going to do something, they going to do something. You could be up on the motherfucker 23 hours a day. That 1 hour, if a motherfucker want to do something, whether it's male or female, they going to do it. You can't stop it. You can sit there and try to hold court, and you can sit there and try to say, well, I'm going to put my foot down, I'm going to do this. If a motherfucker going to do something, they going to do it. It don't matter. They going to do it.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, by you saying what you just said, let me ask you this. Wouldn't you want to know?
Yeah, I would want to know. If I have an inkling, I mean, you know, it's not, I'm not going to make a job out of looking through nobody's phone. But if I feel like something ain't right and I go through their phone and then I find what I was looking for, then I'm grateful for that. But as far as me
That's
talking about
I'm
an
saying.
Everyday, and well, as far as
you know what?
About, I got to
I'm gonna tell
whenever
you.
I feel like.
I'm going to tell you like this. I've never been the one to just like, okay, I'm not going to say I've never done it. But I guess I've just got to a point in my life where it's like, it's just not that serious, man. It's just not that serious to me.
Yeah,
well,
me
I got to sit there,
okay.
That I got to go through your phone, you know what I'm saying? I got to keep tabs on you. I got to know where you at, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, hell, dude, all you got to do is go look through our videos on the site. There's a motherfucker on that. She's sucking dick and talking to her man at the same time.
Ooh.
Yeah, because you ain't shit. You a liar. And she got mm-hmm. some dick in her mouth.
Can I do?
And she in a, I mean, so you could call, where you at, baby? I'm sitting right here talking to Rita. Getting stuffed with the dick.
Which say Rita is
saying?
Really Rico and dick is in her mouth. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, all you got to do
then
is
why
you, what you can talk. So
why are you even with somebody who you feel like you got to keep tabs on like that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why? Why are we even together if you feel like you got to go through my shit and I feel like I got to go through yours?
That's because
right.
You've done something
the
to make me feel like that,
really,
though.
The relationship is
done something to make
up.
Me feel like that. Somehow, that's
you
why
said
I feel
even
like
if,
that now.
But you said even
I mean,
if
I came
to a door.
Let me ask you something, dog. It's just a hypothetical question. I mean, you saying somebody done something. Now you just said in your past that you know that was the reason that, you know you found out. Could it be that you bringing could it be you bringing some old baggage to a new relationship? The old ways to a new one, because everybody's not the same. You know, I can't judge if me and Janine had a relationship and she didn't cheat with the boss of her damn company. Old dog. But I get with Lucas though, and I'm like, you finna go to work? I better not catch you talking to your boss. I can't come with that same attitude. You see what I'm saying?
No, of course you can. Of course you can. But my thing is this, man. This is just me, personally. Once you hurt me, it affects me. You know what I'm saying? It affects me tremendously. Tremendously. So in my next relationship, I'm going to still look for those red flags. I'm going to look for the flags that I saw in the first relationship that I didn't want to see, but they were there. I just didn't pay attention to them. So if you want to consider that bringing baggage, then, yeah, I bring baggage. Because now I'm looking for particular things now. Because, you know what I'm saying, once you get hurt, don't nobody want to get hurt again.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel you, but at the same time, I mean, like I said, it's just me. I mean, I've been through it, hell, I done been hurt. Motherfuckers have cheated on me, too. But at the same time, I'm just not, I don't know, man. I just feel like it's too much. It's too much to do all that. It's too much. You know what, man? That's just like they say when you angry, how much energy it takes from you to stay angry. I mean, it takes that same amount of energy just to keep on trying to, I mean, dude. Me personally, I just think a person could, if you constantly looking for the bad, you would never see the good.
I agree with that.
That's just the way. If you constantly looking for, that's just my belief. If this motherfucker, you know, I mean, that's just like you put yourself in a situation like I've been with this chick and she, you know, she cheated on her man before or she did this, she did that. I mean, well, shit, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and keep arguing or fussing with you or it's just too much. It's too much. I mean, because you can find, I mean, that's just like, okay, Janine, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, let's just say, for instance, Janine done told us some shit she done did, right? About the, like when she said the best friend called. And he told her she couldn't go and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, I could be, like, let's just say if I was her dude at the time, you know, I could hold that to the point where it's like, I don't want to see you with none of your friends. I don't want to see you doing this. I don't want to see you doing that. Okay, Janine, I come with that type of attitude. What the fuck you going to tell me at some point?
That right?
Good day. Right, you know.
Good day.
You know what I'm saying?
Have a nice life.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That, I mean, every... I just think, like, no, I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to be hurt again. And, I mean, I'm not even going to say that I don't even have a jealous streak in me. I do, shit. I mean, I get jealous over the simplest thing. Motherfucker be like, motherfucker, I was eating a Snicker. Yeah. Motherfucker, that was how you was sucking his dick, wasn't it? I know that's what you... I mean, nigga might go in rage and just say something crazy off the wall. But damn, if you do it all the time, dog, or if you just constantly, or if you react on every impulse you have, man, I just think you're just going to make yourself, you're going to make yourself not only her or him, you're going to make yourself miserable.
All right. That is so true. Mm-hmm. Damn, I'm agreeing with you. That's some shit.
I know, I understand.
My only thing is if you're going to look for something, then you need to be prepared to do something about it. What I can't stand is for people, you're going to look for stuff, but then you don't do nothing about it. You want to sit here and argue about it. It was done. Okay, it was done. You're going to stay or you're not. I mean, it's just like we arguing, and now it's going on and on and on for it all. I don't understand the purpose of it. It's like, you know, do something about it if you're going to go looking for something. If you find something, do something about it. Now, hold on, Janine.
Yeah. You said do something about it. Me putting you in a sleeper, now, you might not like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, I really can't see you sitting there and I didn't coach you and you saying, well, do something about it. Do something about it. Now I got you that chokehold.
I'm not talking about like that.
Shit. I'm going to tell you like this. If you tell me, if I ain't did that to you, those are not the words you want to use to me. Well, if you're going to do something about it, do it.
I don't think that's what she meant, dog. I don't think she meant that.
No,
I don't think
I
she was
not.
Talking about like that.
No.
Hey, dog. Fuck the key to Cole off. I'm coming like Stan Hansen, Lariat. I'm trying to take your whole way at all. Like, do something about it.
I don't think she meant you actually telling the person to do something about it. Hold on, leaving a relationship or getting counseled, that's what you mean by that, or doing something to fix the relationship.
Because if you just stand in the relationship and then the person just, I mean, you didn't do nothing about it. So you know what I'm saying? Because that was your first test right there. That was your first inkling to that person to let them know you ain't going to do shit. You see what I'm saying? So
they're going to keep doing it.
So they're going to keep doing it. You didn't do nothing. You see what I'm saying? Okay, you went through my phone. I just got to have my shit a little better.
Okay, you know what? Okay, look. Okay.
I'm going to do something about it.
I'm going to do something about it. Y'all keep getting me with that. Maybe y'all be using another point, another term.
Do something.
See, that's the same thing. Do something.
Okay.
Do something.
I say it like this. Okay. My marriage has its issues or whatever. Okay. One thing that my husband and I do is we do not go through each other's shit. I don't go in his wallet. He don't go in my purse. I don't go through his phone. He don't go through my phone. Okay, but this is how we talk to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, our marriage has its problems, its issues, okay? But he'll go somewhere, and I might just be fucking with him like, damn, you was gone for a long time. And he might say something to me like, well, shit, I was with my bitch. Or I might be gone for a long time, and I might say something like, well, shit, I was with my boyfriend. You know what I mean? But that's, like, we already know. Like, we have our issues, but
that'll
that's not something
playing.
That we work. But
that'd
see, that's not
joke.
Something that we... Exactly, I'm saying that's not something that we worry about with one another. And then, you know what I'm saying? So for me to go through his phone every time, he'd be like, I was with my bitches. For me to go through his phone, I'm looking for something that's, you know what I'm saying, not there.
Well, see, y'all missing my point. My point is, you had to do something.
But
you sparked my interest.
But you said that
what
even
the hell
if I
you
came
doing
through
when
the
you
door,
ain't at home.
Like, but you said that even right. if I came through the door like that, I was like, okay, your shit is your shit, my shit is my shit. That you would have a problem with that. Like, as soon as we get serious, and I'm like, okay, well, we decide to move in together or whatever, but I'm like, okay, look, we gonna make this step. And I want to be with you, and you want to be with me. But look, when we move in together, ain't no going through my stuff, and I'm not going to go through yours. You said you would still have a problem.
Well, me being me, I would tell you right then and now, I'd have a problem with that. So we ain't going to even talk. I mean, I'm going to tell you up front. I'm going to check your shit if I think something's going on. And you got two choices. You can either fuck with me, or you can say fuck me. That's it. But I'm going to tell you up front. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to hide it. That's just who I am. I'm just suspicious by nature.
And all I'm saying is I agree with that if that's the person you decide to be with. If you know that person is like that, I mean, I don't do shit like that, and I definitely don't want to be with somebody who is like that. But if I decided to get with somebody like that, I have to respect what he wants. If I know he wants to go through my phone, then, I mean, shit, I know not to keep shit in my phone. So I'll
there you go.
Okay, but my purse is off limits. I can keep everything I want to in my purse. You can go through my phone. All you go to, but my purse is off limits, okay? So I'm going to take a different hiding place if I'm doing something. But if I'm not, that's just looking for, that's okay. It's just, I don't know. I think that's...
You know what? Honestly, I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm like what you just said about the either do something about it, because I've had my phone went through. I've had my wallet went through. And I ain't going to lie. It's like, I'm going to tell you, I don't give a fuck if I was dead wrong. I don't give a fuck what you found in there. Fuck you. Don't, oh, well, that's you shouldn't have went your monkey ass through it. I don't give a damn if I'm wrong. I will sit there in court when she shouldn't have went through it.
Yeah.
That's the way I am. Now, if you caught me doing something, I will be apologetic. I will tell you I'm sorry. I'll bring you the dozen roses. I'll do it all. But if you caught me through my phone, fuck you, then leave, punk. Bye, bitch.
Yeah, but see, it goes back to what Janine said earlier. If you establish that in the beginning, then she already know. You know what I'm saying? But if I establish in the beginning that I'm gonna go through your shit, that's who I am. You know what I'm saying? So she, you know what I'm saying? The person already know that going in, male or female. Just like if I met a woman who say, look, I'm going to tell you flat out, I'm going to go through your shit every once in a while. I know this now. So now I can either still fuck with her or I can walk away from her. It's my choice. Because she told me up front, I know exactly what type of person she is.
Hold on.
Let me finish. So when I do go through your phone, you have none of what's there to be mad about? I told you this 3 years ago. That's the type of motherfucker I am. You can't get mad now. Because you knew that going in, and you still decided to fuck with me. So you can't get mad if I go through your shit.
I mean, I hear you, dog. Like I told him, I just think you got personal issues that you need to work out yourself. That's what I told him. I'm like, you got personal issues you need to just work out, because I mean, I just don't see it. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I see your points. And like you said, you're right. If you told a motherfucker that from day one, they really can't get too mad at you. But I just don't see it. I just don't see the whole, I got to do it.
Kev, what if that happened to you? Would you feel the same way if she did that to you?
What you mean?
Like, okay, I know you're not the type of person that, like you say, to go through people's phone. But what if you did and you found something? Do you expect her to be apologetic or?
Nope.
She's supposed to be like, whatever, you shouldn't have went through my phone.
You know what?
And you would be okay with that. But that's what I'm saying. But would you be okay with that as a man?
As a man, no, I probably would be like, what the fuck you mean? But at the same time, I mean, shouldn't have went my ass through it. I mean, I just believe
in
that.
And I bet you found pictures she's sucking on some other dude's dick. I mean, some raunchy pictures.
Oh, that's going to set me.
You try to tell me you wouldn't be mad.
No, I said that's going to set me. That's going to set me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, me personally, unless them pictures get sent to me or the pictures get put right in front of me, I never see him because
I was just asking if you did. Just hypothetically, if you did, and she said those words, well, don't worry about it. You should have went through my phone. You erased it out your mind.
Man, I
recognize the G in me, nigga.
And then on Denise's point, either you gonna leave her or you gonna still be with her. That's my point. Either you gonna be like, all right, what's next? Well,
I think I've seen the twitch.
Damn, see, she didn't even make it to court.
Hell no.
It's the same thing, man. Even if you,
I'm just saying,
I'm like this. I want to know. If you fucking around on me, I fucking want to know. I do. I'm not that type of motherfucker that's going to be like, well, I think she doing it, but I ain't 100% sure. I'm going to find the fuck out.
Well,
if I think I'm gonna find out. Fuck, I want to fucking know. You gonna make a fool out of me for 3-4 years? Fuck that.
If under our roof we don't have that to worry about, then I'm not gonna go looking for it. I mean, shit.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. Stop. Let's take the sneaky scenario out. Let's just say her phone rings. Do you answer it?
If I'm next to it, yeah, I would answer it.
Why
would I answer it?
No.
Fuck,
why?
It's
ain't nobody calling that. Hey, but ain't nobody calling for you.
Okay, let's just take my wife, for instance. She could be in the kitchen. If her phone ring, I'll answer it. Today, if her phone was sitting right next to me right now and it rang, I would answer it. I'll say, all right, hold on, let me get on the phone. But it don't matter.
But it's not for you. Okay, and she can call it back.
Yeah.
But it's, well, I mean, yeah, but at the same time, that's the type of relationship that we have. So that type of stuff, that doesn't bother neither one of us. We answer
I'm gonna tell you, your phone. If you put your phone next to me, I'm not gonna even lie. Your phone was ringing. Who was it? I don't know. I mean, because I know for a fact ain't nobody calling that phone for me. I know I ain't told nobody, hey, call her number for me. You need to get in touch with me, call her. Unless I
like I said, that's just the relationship that we have. That's the relationship we have. We do that kind of stuff. So that doesn't bother me or her. We do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? That's just us. That's just me and her personally.
Man.
That's just us. Other people may see it differently, but we don't have a problem with it.
I mean, okay, I can see if the phone ring and you like, hey, see who that is. And then I'm like, oh, that's Joey. And you like, oh, let's let it ring. Or if I'm like, you know, or it say question mark or some shit, you like, oh, just let it ring. Okay. But for you to just go answer my phone, I mean, I wouldn't do that to you. Like, I went to drop my daughter off the other day and you know, her dad and his wife, her phone rang, and she was in the kitchen washing dishes or whatever, and she said to him, who is it? So he got up and looked at the phone. Otherwise, he wasn't getting ready to fuck with her phone. And I think that, you know, same deal goes the other way around. If he say, hey, who is that or whatever, or answer the phone or whatever, then she'll do it. Same goes with us. Like, if his phone rings and he say, hey, see who that is, and I say it's your parents, and he say, okay, go ahead and answer the phone, I answer it. But other than that, baby, your phone is ringing, and that's the end of that. Or, shit, I don't even have to say that because you can hear your phone ringing.
Well, like I say, we just have that type of relationship. So, I mean, you know, everybody's different. But when it comes to that, we don't have a problem with that. That's all I'm saying. That's just how we do. So. All
right, well, what if she fucked up your witch call, dog? Your fantasy league.
What do you mean?
Like, she got
no,
on
she
now.
No, she fuck with my fantasy league.
Because it's y'all's. It's yours. What's yours is hers. What's hers is yours.
Okay, I'm a little confused, bro. You might have to break it down
okay.
a little bit for me.
Let's just say she gets on the computer. She see that you're doing your fantasy league, and she say, oh, I want to get in on this. So she type in some shit, and she pick out the people and just fucks your shit up. Or she picked the people that you didn't want. But she's like, well, I wanted to get in on it. Would you get mad?
Hell yeah. Hey, I'm going to get mad if you talk about fantasy team.
Why?
What do you mean, why? If you don't know what the hell you're doing, you shouldn't be fucking with my fantasy team.
But if she tries, it's yours and she want to know about it. So she got in on it.
I mean, I don't really understand your question, dog. I don't understand what that has to do with anything.
I know you don't.
Cause see, that's different because what he's saying is it ain't the fact that she got on there. It's the fact that she didn't know what she was doing and she messed up everything. And he wouldn't
okay.
imagine if she went on there and she
okay.
knew what she was doing.
I mean, it ain't hard. I mean, she just picked some players that you didn't want. She know what she doing. She just picked some players that you didn't want.
Well, he's like him.
Well,
What if she get on your Candy Crush and just, like, lose all your men? Because you said you was addicted to Candy Crush. She get on your phone or your computer or whatever, and she start playing your game. I'm like, well, shit, you do it all the time, so I thought it was okay if I did it because what's yours is mine and what's mine is yours.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
You wouldn't have a problem with her playing the fantasy league. Same thing.
Of course not. No, I would. If she had her own team, let's go for it.
She playing your shit.
I'll see you when
you play your shit.
Right, your stuff. Or what if she get on your phone and she change all your ringtone, change all your settings to stuff that she wants to hear?
I'll just change it back. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, y'all keep making up all these scenarios, and at the end of the day, it's going to be the same answer. I don't have a problem. She can do whatever she want to do with my phone. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. If she changed the ringtone, I just change it back.
I hated that ringtone.
I'll just change it back. I mean,
I don't know, man.
I'm an open
like
book.
I'm like
see-through glass. What you see is what you get. I'm not going to hide shit. She know all my passwords. I know all her passwords. We don't, that type of stuff doesn't bother us. So, I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know what y'all are trying to hear.
And it doesn't bother us not to go through each other's stuff. So, I mean, you know, I guess it's like it all boils down to it depends on your relationship. It don't bother y'all to go through each other's stuff, and it don't bother us not to go through each other's stuff. So, it just all goes
right. So, what if you know the person you with is a flirt? They just flirtation. And so, you know.
You talking to me?
I mean, anybody. And if you know. They flirtation, so you know there's going to be things on their phone or things in their emails and stuff like that. Would you go look for that if you know that that person is just flirtation? Don't mean that they're cheating.
I agree with you 100%. Flirt does not mean you're cheating.
So you can handle that. You can handle her being flirtatious.
Of course I can. But at the same time, she has to handle, if I want to be flirtatious with someone, but like I might get on the site and type some shit on the site. You know what I'm saying? She already know.
Mm-hmm. Nope, I
sometimes
don't.
Sometimes she's sitting
know,
right there with me.
You remember you said you and I think it was Ms. Defiant had a senior conversation, and you said you got on and you had to delete everything because the shit was just way too steamy. Okay, so that's the same thing. Okay, I'm not doing nothing. Y'all miles and miles and miles apart, don't know each other from Adam. But, you know what I'm saying, just happen to strike up a steamy-ass conversation. And she goes through your phone, which is going to be like, oh, well, shit, I was bored. We was just talking. Or, you know what I mean? That's just the same
we
shit.
Don't, but, I mean, I can just speak for me. We don't do shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm on a site and we in a chat room, 90% of the time she's sitting right on side of me. And I'll still type some shit, some crazy-ass shit. Like when I used to flirt with, I can't even remember her damn name now. The two sisters, one from Atlanta, one in Gary. Damn, what was that?
Yeah,
name?
That's the one I'm talking about. That's who I'm talking about. But you said... And I remember when you said that you had to go on there and delete the whole conversation. Because I think we was on the show that night, and y'all was talking about, you know, y'all was going to have phone sex or some shit like that. And it wound up happening through the chat room. But if we wasn't there, we missed it because you said you went and deleted everything. So what's the difference? Why not just leave it up? And if your wife sees it, she sees it. And if, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Well, I don't remember that. I know 90% of the time I'm in the chat room, my wife is sitting right on side of me. And I'll still type some shit. I mean, come on now. We in Minnesota, they ain't Gary. Come on, what am I doing? I'm not going back and forth to Gary the other weekend.
Exactly. And
I mean, we don't go through that kind of shit.
I just happen to
have training. That's all I'm saying is we don't do that kind of, we don't go through that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? We're both open books. That's all to it. I mean, that's just what we got. That's how we do it.
I just recall that conversation.
Now I'm not denying I said it. I don't know if I said it or not. But what I'm telling you is 90% of the time when I'm in the chat room, she's right there on side of me because most of the time I'm laying down in the bed.
Oh, shit. Hello?
What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thought I did something fucked up.
We're here.
I'm gonna hug everybody up on the end of the show.
What
I just thought I'd be in out loud. I'm like, oh shit.
Damn.
He was like, hello. You gave us that
auspicious. Right. I thought I ended the show. I was like, oh, damn. That wasn't good. And I'm still fucking up. God damn. Come on. Get it together, baby.
Quit pushing buttons.
Nah, man, I actually was looking for this one song. I just really want to play that song. I just really do. I can't stand her ass, man. For real.
Just do your dance and post your dance video. Man, and
I'm telling you, y'all going to see me do that dance. I'm not bullshitting. I'm not one known for dance. But y'all gonna see me do that dance.
I ain't gonna even lie to you, dog. 15 years ago, I thought y'all be married.
Yeah. You thought who be married?
You and her.
Nah, you ain't think no shit like that.
Yeah, I did. About 15 years ago.
You
I
wasn't even
to
together
daddy, 15 I was
years
be married.
Ago.
Yeah, y'all was.
No,
we must be talking about different people. We must be talking about different people then.
I'm talking about y'all right shit. I ain't feel the real name, fucker.
And y'all wasn't together 15 years ago?
Nope.
Well, then my math must be wrong then.
Yeah, your math is really wrong. Fuck.
Should I say 20 years ago?
Yeah, well, maybe 20 years ago.
Don't matter. Point is, I always thought y'all was going to get mad. I did, man. I wasn't the only one that thought that.
It just goes to show. Motherfuckers don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Maybe so. You felt like that too 20 years ago.
You know, maybe so, motherfucker. We ain't getting married, so how the hell is it maybe?
I said I thought y'all were going to get married.
And I said you thought wrong.
Well, apparently so.
Apparently.
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's just a thought, man.
I don't know. Just
I
a bad thought.
Look at that thought.
You and everybody else had a bad fucking thought.
I wish I had the sound bite. I don't know what happened to it. I'm about to go back and get it. I'll play it for you next week.
You got to understand, man. That motherfucker, I'm better than shit. I don't even want to be compared to the fact that even thinking about ever being married to that motherfucker.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if you go back, I mean, this is not just you, this is for anybody. Everybody got that one person from their past that they thought they were going to marry. Everybody got at least one person they thought they were going to marry, get married to in their past. Now, who don't have a person they thought they was going to marry back in the day? I'm talking 20 years, 30 years. Oh, this is nobody but me, huh?
Wow.
Yep.
Everybody
but
her.
Yep.
Janine, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. As long as one person knows what I'm talking about.
I mean, yeah, you thought. No, my thing is this. You thought that's the person I was going to marry. No, I 20 years ago, no, I was seeing a whole different side of her. So it was like, no, I really didn't see it.
No, he said, do you have somebody, though? Not her in particular. But was there somebody
So you feel that way about. That's what he's saying, not her.
Just when he said her, he just.
Mine was going to be Usher. I don't know about everybody else. I was going to marry Usher. I was tripping. I wrote that nigga a fan letter and everything when I was 13. I sure did. I was going to marry Usher. I was tripping. I don't know about no real life person. But... Straight up.
Do you think he ever got the letter?
You know what? Somebody asked me that because I don't know how it even came up when we were talking about that while I was at work. I don't know, but he never responded if he did. And it's crazy because it took me forever to write that letter because I would, like, write it and rewrite it. Like, it wasn't neat enough, you know what I mean? And it wasn't, you know, like, it didn't look like I wanted it to look it. Like, it wasn't sexy enough. And then when I finally sent it, I sprayed perfume all on the envelope and all on the paper and everything. So I don't know. He never responded if he did.
So you was a female stan?
No, I didn't write numerous letters. It was just the one.
He's sitting back. Oh, damn, that was this crazy motherfucker.
I never done that before. I never wrote a letter to a motherfucker. I never thought they read that shit.
I did.
I always figured they'd be too busy to sit, you know what I'm saying, to read that shit.
I wrote Usher.
You know what I mean?
I'm not going to lie to y'all. I wrote Busta, too.
I mean, they probably get, like, millions of fucking letters all the time.
That's why I sprayed perfume on it, so it would stand out, you know? I don't know.
Hey, you got to think about it like this. There's probably 1,000 other 13-year-olds that thought the same way you thought. I'm going to put some perfume on my shit.
Yep. You got right.
I can honestly say now that one. I never thought about writing no actress or nothing like that.
Me neither. I never thought about that shit.
Well, you were never a 13-year-old girl, so...
Shit, I was going out of Perry.
What?
I met
a few people, but I wasn't writing no letter. I don't think so.
I seen Busta Rhymes in concert when I was on my 16th birthday, and I wrote him after that.
I mean, just think if you was a big time superstar. You wouldn't be reading that shit. You would not be reading no letters. You'd probably have somebody read them for you.
Yeah, that's
some of
them. Mm-hmm. Damn,
not me, man. I think I'd be too busy to have time. I'll just pay somebody to read them for me.
I think I would want to read one every once in a while.
You know what? I think that's a lie. I think you would read them. I think you would read them and be knocking on people's doors. Hey, how you doing? You want to go on a date?
What are you talking about?
You wrote me this letter in 1987?
Right. This is you, right? You're not catfishing me, are you? I can see this motherfucker going to a door. That motherfucker would... Hey, dog, look at this picture here. Look at her. You think this real? Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Who are you talking about?
You.
The owl. The owl, the motherfucking owl.
You ain't read no letters. I don't have time for that, man. I'm a superstar.
But I bet you would. You like that type of shit.
Mm-mm. If I was a dog, I would only fuck with somebody that got money. You already got to have money. The same amount of money I got. If you ain't got no money, I ain't fucking with you. I'm not going to read no fan letters. I ain't got no money. If I'm making $1 million a year, I'm going to fuck with somebody that's making $1 million a year.
I can see you reading them fan letters. Got a phone? Call me.
Got to write her back. She ain't leaving no phone number.
Man, if they sent the letter with a picture and they looking good, and this motherfucker got the means and the transportation, you know, of course, if he was single, let me throw that out there. But if he got the means and the transportation to get there, that motherfucker on his way. praying he don't get catfished.
Mm-hmm. Not gonna happen, dog. Not gonna happen.
You got to be in the same tax bracket.
I'm there. If you ain't in the same tax bracket, I ain't fucking with you.
Yeah, all right. It sounds good. It sounds real good.
Fuck that, man. Fuck around and meet a Juanita Jordan.
This is the same motherfucker that sat on the edge of a car, just sat on the back of a car and waited on some motherfucker phone sex operators to come over. And y'all think he wasn't going to click one of them letters?
I'm broke. That's because I'm broke.
What?
I'm saying if I was rich, if I'm rich, if I'm making $1 million a year, I'm going to sing or dance or some shit. I'm not, just because you send me a fan letter, I'm not going to fuck with you. I don't even know you.
And she look like how
I'm
going to
fuck with somebody in the same tax bracket that I'm in.
Straight up, man. I'm sorry. I just don't believe you.
You ain't got to believe me. Well, whenever if I ever make it rich, dog, you will see.
Oh, you married now? I was trying to say, when you get rich, you leaving home?
No, I ain't leaving, man. But, I mean, hey, my wife would be in the same tax bracket as me. So, I'm still straight. I'm just saying, if I was, like, filthy rich, I would not fuck with nobody that didn't make the same amount of money I made.
So you'd be a bougie motherfucker. You'd be a bougie motherfucker.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, if I ask you for your phone number, you know what I'm saying? We in the same tax bracket. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Why is that?
Because you got just as much money as I got. I ain't got to worry about you trying to hit me up for my money.
You think these motherfuckers don't hit each other up for money even though? Okay. All right. If you say so. You really think these motherfuckers?
Look, this is what I'm saying. Let's say I'm filthy rich, right? And a girl from the project sent me a fan letter. You know, she sent me a picture looking good and everything. You think I'm going to go fuck with her?
Janine, what's the old girl's name? The one he's crazy about?
Lenore.
So Lenore said, I'm saying if you was, you wouldn't talk to Lenore?
Uh-huh. I can't now because I'm married. If I was single,
you filthy rich, but just like you said, Lenore sent you a letter.
Well, she different.
Mm-hmm.
She the exception. She would be the exception of the rule. I would probably fuck with her. I ain't gonna lie, I probably would.
I could see a lot of exceptions to your rule.
No, she'd be the only one, man. She'd be the only exception. Okay.
First it was nobody. Now it's one. Nah, I ain't the smartest motherfucker in the world, but what y'all think?
It just be Lenore, that's it. Anybody else think I'd be rich like me?
That's just all we know.
Oh, man, you just said it couldn't be nobody. You said it couldn't be nobody, but now it's Lenore.
Well, I always have a special place in my heart for her.
She ain't even like you.
I liked her, though. I don't care if she ain't like me. I liked her. She could get to learn to love me.
So okay. Now, a motherfucker that didn't like you, I mean, then she sent you a letter talking about all this and that. Now, you don't think she out to get half?
I ain't going to marry her.
Oh, no.
She can only get half if I marry her. Ain't no common law shit no more.
What if you knock her up?
That won't happen, dog.
You stare on that?
I'm rich, man. I'm wearing rubbers. I'm rich. I'm wearing rubbers.
Oh, because you're rich, wearing rubbers. Okay.
Wow.
Damn right.
You can have both babies, but you can't have rich ones. I'm just fucking with you.
So, wait a minute. Let me get this right. You said you're rich, you're wearing rubbers. So, you pull, you just out here just shooting town up. Y'all better watch this, man. I'm poor. Fuck y'all.
Boy, what you going to do? You can't get shit. I do the best I can.
That motherfucker ain't
even
trying.
That's about it.
He not even finna do the Kirk method. He ain't even trying to pull out. He just, fuck it, I'm finna get you.
I'm broke, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm broke, fuck it.
Right.
But
I mean, what you gonna
get? Rich, the minute I get rich, I'm strapping it up.
Damn right. I can't afford no babies then.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It'd be like motherfucking like Puff Daddy paying $50,000 a month for child support. Get the fuck out of here.
Man, she been to punch all type of little holes through them rubbers.
Nah, I bring my own, bro.
You not going to tell me. Dude, I know you. I know you. You and her fucking on a regular basis, then you throwing that rubber off. You ain't not going to fuck
if
with
I'm
the
rich,
rubber every
man.
Day.
Not if I'm rich.
Damn. But you. You.
You know
you
the broke me. You know the broke me. You ain't never met the rich me. The rich me is totally
you
different.
You ain't never met the rich you. What the hell are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. If I was rich, it'd be totally different. You only know the broke me.
You only know the broke you.
You're not hearing me, man. You're missing my point, bro. If I was rich, it would be different, is what I'm saying.
I hear what you're trying to say, but what I'm telling you is, like, I know you. Now, if you sitting there, you the type that money ain't gonna really change you. Man, I know you. Now, unless you just finna do this big 360 degree change, man, I know you. I understand I ain't your brother like that. You know, only your brother can go get some food out the kitchen. But nevertheless, I still know you.
So you think I'm rich, I'm just going to be going around making babies?
Nah, I didn't say you was just going to go around making babies. But if you were rich and you were single, yeah, you would have another baby.
Shit. No, I wouldn't. That's the honest God truth.
Dude,
I don't even want
right
no more babies. So.
I'm not saying, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. All the motherfuckers have to do is cater to you every whim and to that ego of yours. Yeah, baby, you can check the phone. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, she loved me. Yep, gotcha. Full of that same ass.
Yeah, right.
Full of that same ass. Your ass be, boy, you be dropping babies left and right. All up in her. Now, I ain't saying you're going to make them with a million different people, but, yeah, you'll be dropping them babies off.
No, I don't think so, man. I don't think so, man. I mean, if I had money like that, man, I'd be trying to keep it, man. I ain't trying to just, you know what I'm saying, give you a whole new lifestyle because you got my baby. Fuck that. I'm straight on that, man.
All
right. I mean, I'm giving you a whole new wardrobe just because you got my baby. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even see how that shit works. Just because I'm rich, that don't mean you rich. You know what I mean? $50,000 a month for child support. Come on. What kid, $50,000? I don't think so, man.
I don't even think
my mama wouldn't let me do that shit.
Your mama ain't gonna stop you.
Shit. You crazy. My mama gonna be like, you're not giving her my money. Come on, dog.
All right. I'm gonna forget the ride you hard like that. Mama just gone.
My mama be my motherfucking accountant. Because she'll look at it like, that's my money. You know what I'm saying? That's her money. That's how she'll look at it. We rich.
Yeah.
You know what
all
I mean?
Right. Check this out, man. We're going to end this one early. It's been a very long and stressful day.
Yeah, sun start tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. Sons of Anarchy.
Yep.
You know, I was going to ask when it started. Tonight was the Charlie single pick.
Yeah, tonight is the first episode.
Okay.
The new season.
What time do you come on?
It's
all right. You about to
it was 10 o'clock, y'all time.
So now, huh?
No, it's off now.
Oh, it's been already. Okay.
They probably replay it twice.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be probably replay it all damn night, man. 3 or 4 times in a row.
Right. Okay, well, Janae, you got any last words for us?
It was a good show. Good talking to everybody. I'll be on tomorrow.
All right, all right. Look at stuff.
Shit. Well, yeah, you know I enjoyed it. Can you imagine? Sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I enjoyed the show, y'all, and I'll be here tomorrow night.
Hey, I combed that ass on my back.
Shut up.
On my back. Told you to get your motherfucking ass off that phone 20 minutes ago.
Shut up. Wait, it's 11 o'clock, man.
Oh, my coming.
Hey, you know how motherfuckers be laughing, but she put that finger up at the same time, like, shh, please don't say nothing. They already talking about.
I did too.
Oh, hell no. Big dog, any last words, but.
For sure, man. Hey, did everybody get a chance to watch the movies? Because I want to put some new ones on.
No.
Well, if y'all ain't watching, please watch them by tomorrow night because I got some new ones I want to throw up there. CityRadio.net, y'all. Just click on the movie section. It's right there in front of you. Fuck wild. But the next ones I got is even better.
All right. Shouts out to, let's see who got on what. Playing. I see him. Slick Mick, she must be working finally. And though.
Right, you
see, I see. No, that ain't Endo. Indigo. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little tired. All right, man. Take us on out of here, man.
All right, man. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. And we shall be doing the same thing tomorrow night, same time. Peace, love, and have grace, y'all.
Peace out.